Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The House Rules Committee will examine the tentative agreement today that would raise the federal government's borrowing limit. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy struck the deal over the weekend. NPR's Deirdre Walsh says both sides compromised.
So it lifts the debt ceiling for 2 years, most notably past the 2024 presidential election. The deal includes spending caps for non-defense programs for the next 2 years. It would keep funding levels at the same, roughly at the same level for 2024, and those non-defense programs would get a 1% boost in 2025.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. The full House is expected to vote on the deal by tomorrow. The Senate would take it up after that. The federal government is expected to breach its debt limit by June 5th, unless Congress acts. A federal judge in Texas will hear arguments this week about the future of DACA. NPR's Joel Rose reports the judge has previously found the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program illegal.
DACA has been basically frozen in place since Judge Andrew Hanen ruled nearly 2 years ago that the program is unlawful. The Obama-era policy protects immigrants who were brought to the country illegally as children, shielding them from deportation and allowing them to work legally. Judge Hanen sided with Texas and other states that argue the program is illegal. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals mostly agreed, but it sent the case back to Hanen for more proceedings about a DACA regulation that was issued last year. There are roughly 600,000 DACA recipients who can renew their status for now while the case plays out, but the program is not taking any new applicants. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican-led Texas State Senate is now preparing for the impeachment trial of Texas Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of bribery and misconduct in office. He denies this. The Texas House impeached him on Saturday. The start of Paxton's trial will come before the end of August. Ukrainian officials say Russia launched more than 30 drones at Ukraine early this morning. At least 20 were aimed at the capital, Kyiv. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports from Kharkiv the strikes killed at least one person and injured more than a dozen others.
Ukraine's military said it shot down nearly all the drones. Wreckage from one drone hit a building, sparking a fire. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko told local TV that the repeated drone and missile attacks have resulted in Ukrainians hating Russia even more. A few hours later, 8 drones targeted Moscow. Russia's air defense says they shot down all the drones. Moscow's mayor says some residential buildings were damaged and one person was injured. The Kremlin blames Ukraine for the attacks, but an advisor to President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Ukrainian government is not involved. Joanna Kakesis, NPR News, Kharkiv.
This is NPR. The South African government will provide diplomatic immunity to all officials attending a summit in the country in August. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg. The move comes amidst questions over whether wanted Russian President Vladimir Putin will attend.
Government spokesman Clayson Monyela says the notice granting visiting foreign officials immunity was routine.
These immunities do not override any warrant that may have been issued by any international tribunal against any attendee of the conference.
South Africa, which has warm relations with Moscow, has been debating what to do in the event Russian President Putin attends the meeting. He's wanted by the International Criminal Court, and as a member of the court, South Africa would be obliged to arrest him. For NPR News, I'm Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg.
Some people in Davenport, Iowa, insist there are a few people who may still be trapped in the rubble of a partially collapsed apartment building. It fell Sunday afternoon, and firefighters were able to rescue 9 people. The building is supposed to be demolished because it's dangerous, but the city of Davenport says there are unaccounted-for building residents, and Davenport police are trying to locate them. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts on Thursday. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is predicting 5 to 9 likely hurricanes this season. NOAA warns that over the past decade, the deadliest factor in hurricanes has been flooding. Forecasters will beef up warnings for heavy rain with coming hurricanes. This is NPR.